There's so much misinformation out there. You overpronate and you might need a stability shoe. If anyone's ever told you running's bad for your knees, slap them.
No offense to all the runners out there, but you're all pretty challenged.
Physical bent. Post run beer is one of the best beers you'll ever have.
You never feel shit after a run.
You'll get fit, you'll get strong, you'll get healthy.
Running is fucking awesome. Hi Mike, I'm Dutch. I work as a massage therapist.
My name's Pat. I'm a running coach, physio. I'm an avid runner myself. We thought we'd call the podcast That's Running.
Back on.
Thanks, Mike.
How are you, mate?
I'm good. So we're drinking tea.
Yeah. How different from last time?
Because we've got a British person here.
Yeah.
Very apt.
So I figured we'd drink tea. Welcome, Alice.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Alice is my pal. She called me this morning.
Yeah, our pal.
She referred to me as pal.
Pal?
Yeah.
I know one person that uses pal for dogs.
For a dog?
Oh, for dogs. So when a dog comes past her. Oh, hey, pal.
Hey, pal. So thanks, Alice.
No, you're welcome, pal.
Thanks for coming to the podcast. I got Alice here because... Alice is a friend of mine, she's my pal, who's started something called Pledge for the Planet, which I'm very excited about.
I think you told me about this like a month ago, and I was like, who the fuck is Alice? What's Pledge for the Planet? And you said...
Well, listen to this and you'll find out, Mike.
Exactly. That's what you said.
So, we're going to talk about that. Okay, Alice.
Yes.
Welcome.
So, you're from the UK, but you're in Sydney. What's going on?
I am from the UK. I'm from London, originally. Mm. Born and bred in London.
Where's London?
Yeah, what part of London?
So quite central, like near Baker Street. So near Sherlock Holmes.
Oh.
Do you know him?
Is that what Jerry Rafferty sung about, Baker Street?
I don't know.
Oh, you'll know the song, Jerry Rafferty's Baker Street?
I don't know.
I think it is.
It's the saxophone, the saxophone one.
Yeah. But that might be... Oh, might it be American? No, I think it's, yeah.
Is it?
Okay. Baker Street, yes.
Anyway, okay. So there, yeah. And went to uni in the Midlands, Loughborough, and then moved back to London after uni, and it was all right, and it was all nice, but I was like, I feel like there's something else out there. And my best mate moved to Oz straight away after uni. She lived in Tama and I came to visit her. I was like, I can't believe this is your home.
Yeah.
You get to go down to the beach every day. Your commute into work's amazing compared to going on the Northern Line every day. And I came to, she sort of was joking me like, you should move to Australia. It'd be amazing to have you here. Yeah. I was like, oh, I don't know. And then got back home. I was like, right, okay, I think I'm going to do it. So then 9 months later, I was boarding the plane to Oz and came at the beginning of February.
This year?
2020.
Good timing.
So it's been an interesting time to get to know a new city, but I figure if I can love it this much in such a strange year, then it's going to be an amazing place to be going forward. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
And this is a running podcast, and you are a runner.
Yes. Yeah. Always been a runner throughout school. Cross country and long distance stuff. I'm definitely long distance over sprinting.
How long? What's long distance?
Longest I've done is 50K, but mainly like marathon, I think, is my ideal distance.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So. I feel like I run the same speed if I'm doing a 10K or if I'm doing like a 50K. It's almost like not impressive.
It's either like a really fast 50 or a really slow 10.
I think it's a slow 10.
You should do a marathon.
Not be able to.
You clean up.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, sweet.
Yeah, well, maybe I haven't quite pushed it that far yet. But
what's your marathon PB?
3 hours, 27 minutes.
Ooh, not bad.
That was done around Centennial Park
on the 31st
of October.
COVID marathon.
It was a COVID virtual marathon. Yeah. Boring. It was supposed to be Blackmores in September and it became Laps of Centennial Park.
That's like, for people that don't know Centennial Park, it's like 3.5K?
It's about 3.7. So that's where my marathon PB is as well. 12 laps around Centennial Park.
And what's your marathon PB?
2 hours 53.
Wow, so. Okay. stick around with you.
And we'll not run around some tiny park for that long.
Alison.
not even 10. I'm like,
it's
nah.
A beautiful park.
Yeah, but not for that long.
How does Central Park compare to, is it Victoria Park?
Regent's Park and Hyde Park.
Hyde Park. As compared to Hyde Park.
I actually really have this soft spot for Centennial Park.
Yeah.
Not over parks in London. I love parks in London. Hyde Park's amazing. Regent's Park is where I did a lot of my first running, first training, because I went to school near there and we always used to go up there with running club and then be sent off. There was this thing called like the Triangle, and it was kind of like Centennial Park in the sense that there was just this thing that you could go round and round and round, yeah. And you just would go round and round and round it. And so it was kind of slightly monotonous and boring, but maybe that's why I like Centennial so much, because it brings you back to that, just keep going. You don't have to like contend with any cars or traffic or a few cyclists here and there. But yeah, I like it a lot.
It's good to have a good park.
It is a good park.
Yeah, yeah,
it's, I think, a really good park. I prefer it over something like Hyde Park. Because I'm a fair bit of running London, and it's just... Yeah. Like, I find that, I don't know, it's just Centennial is just nicer.
I also feel around Centennial, like, everyone's there on that inner circle to either cycle or run, and you get a lot of motivation from the people around you. Or if you, like, look into the fields, there's people doing, you know, sprint sessions and stuff on the grass, which is great.
Such an active park.
Yeah, exactly.
There's always something happening
there. Exactly. Whereas Hyde Park, you've sort of got more of the tourists to contend with, and they don't understand that if you're sprinting towards them, they need to get out of your way. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly that. So, no, soft spot for Centennial, for sure.
Yeah. So... Alice has started something under her own steam called Pledge for the Planet. Yes.
Talk to us.
Tell us in 30 seconds or less
what
Pledge for the Planet is.
3, 2, 1. Off you go.
Okay, so Pledge to the Planet is an environmental pledging platform. It's aimed at runners or anyone sort of taking part in a challenge. As an alternative to asking for a charity donation, you ask friends and family to sponsor you with an environmental pledge. So you collect pledges in the same way that you would collect money, but there's no money involved, and your supporters' behaviour is their currency towards you.
Stop.
20 seconds.
Okay. I can keep going. There's more.
So you didn't babble. That was good.
Yeah.
Well done. Yeah. It's the first time in a while.
Alice has been super nervous about coming to
the
podcast.
And then we just talk shit.
We're just talking shit.
How did you come up to that? Where did you go from where you were to suddenly brought this to life?
So I was training for the Edinburgh Marathon in 2018, and on my long runs I like listening to audiobooks because you're out running for 2-3 hours and listening to music all the time sometimes gets a little bit grindy gears. And I was listening to a book called Turning the Tide on Plastic, which is all about the little changes that we can make, all the way up to changes that sort of like government and bigger bodies can do to make a difference, and also the catastrophe of the plastic pollution all across the world. And I was listening to it and sort of thinking, you know, friends had asked me what charity I was going to run for if they could sponsor me, and I was like, I don't want to ask people to sponsor me for something that I really enjoy doing. I always ask people to, you know, donate to charity. I want to find something that people can do that they don't necessarily have to give money for people who enjoy running and do more than one or two or three, you know, like sponsored runs a year. So I kind of like had that epiphany with the two and two sort of came together. I was like, oh, but there's all these things going on in the world and we need to make a difference rather than just like relying on other people to do it. Like actually if we all start to make small changes, maybe that will have a really big impact. And so that was where the idea sort of started. And then I remember going home and like calling my parents and being like, I've had this idea, I don't really know. And as I started talking to them about it, I was like, well, it could run the same way as like Just Giving or Virgin Money runs, but instead of donating money, people can pledge to do all sorts of environmentally kind acts and sort of spread the word that way, because it's all about encouraging people to do something different that isn't too difficult, but you're being held accountable by the fact that you're doing it for somebody who's doing a challenge themselves, you know, someone to check up on you slightly and being like, oh, you pledge to stop using your single-use plastic cups and plastic water bottles every day, like, are you actually sticking to it or not? Because I just went out on a really shit run and, you know, I was thinking about you because, you know, just we've really been in the pain cave and I want to make sure that you're sticking to your pledge. So
like, I guess, like, just to give an example, it'd be like Alice has signed up to run the Sydney Marathon, and instead of creating a fundraising page to ask your friends to donate money to a charity on your behalf, it's asking your friends to make a pledge to the environment.
Exactly.
And one of those pledges might be, cool, for the while you're training for 12 weeks, they're not going to use any takeaway coffee containers for 12 weeks. And
exactly.
Instead, they'll use a keep cup. And if they don't have a keep cup, they don't get coffee. And, like, that's their pledge.
Exactly. Exactly that.
One of your friends is doing, like, not purchasing any new clothes for 12 months.
Exactly. So she and I started training for the Sydney Marathon together, and she was like, I want to do a pledge, like, to be able to encourage people to pledge for her. She took on her own pledge. So not only was she training for a marathon, she is a complete fashionista and shopaholic, and decided that she wasn't going to buy any new clothes for an entire year, and as a way to encourage people to support her with their own pledges. And so she's 6 months through and she still hasn't bought a new item of clothing.
Awesome.
And I was away with her this weekend and we went shopping and she was so good and she didn't buy anything. And yeah, she's doing amazingly. And it just shows you that actually, once you've just break that habit slightly, it's amazing what you can do. It's like when you start training for a marathon and you think, I'm never going to be able to do the full distance, but actually you really surprise yourself. Like, all these little pledges and things are just to get you to make that little change. And then you realize you can do it. And then you talk about it and you encourage other people to do it as well. So
that's what it's about. It's about creating that groundswell, that conversation, that awareness of, if we all just make like little, very doable changes, then we can all have like a pretty profound effect.
Yeah.
But if we all do something small, it's such a big change.
Exactly.
And I guess that's kind of the goal
here. Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things on the website that is quite cool, it was kind of the thing that took the longest to make, but I think it's worth it. When you put in the pledge that you're going to make, and the time frame you're going to stick to it for, because you can choose as the pledger how long to stick to it for. You get given a number, whether it be the amount of CO2 emissions you'll save from going into the atmosphere by you sticking personally to that pledge, or the amount of plastic items that you'll save from going to waste, the ones that are based more around what you eat, so there's plant-based or going vegetarian, the amount of CO2 and stuff you'll save from them as well. So it kind of gives you a metric that sort of holds you accountable and gives you that little, I guess, oomph to stick to it.
That's so cool.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I think the thing that, like, as soon as Alice started describing this to me, like, when we first started talking about it just clicked with me straight away, because I'm one of those people that I might do 5 or 6 events per year, and every time you sign up to an event, it's like, hey, create a fundraising page, get people to donate money, and I'm like, the same as you, Alice. I was like, I'm just doing this half marathon because I love it, because I love this shit, and why do I have to ask people for money to do something that I would just do anyway? Like, I'm not motivated by that. But then I was like, not people giving money to me, it's getting people to give money to a charity. So I'm like, it is a good thing. I don't want to ask for that. And I've always just been stuck in this limbo, and I've never done it because it makes me feel so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Whereas doing it to benefit the environment is like, fuck, like, if anyone can stop getting plastic drinking straws and packets, like,
exactly.
Cool. Like that, I'd be pumped to do that. There's no skin off my back. Like, that excites me.
Exactly.
Like that. So I think that's the whole kind of like idea and concept. So like, where are you taking it? What are you doing? Can people do it? Like, can someone do it now?
Yeah.
Like, is it live? It's live.
It's live. It's been live. So the difficulty this year has been all these events and things that we'd all signed up to, all cancelled, which is kind of sad, very sad. And so it's ready to go. It's been ready to go since February, since I got here, pretty much. but it kind of relies on people to sign up to events and be training for things for it to, for it to get moving. So I'm really excited for 2021, I think, especially in Australia. There seems to be lots of events that are happening, and lots of them are getting filled up so quickly, which is amazing. There's like a real buzz around people actually wanting to sign up to things and getting involved, and having had a whole year off doing, you know, sort of races, you might do virtual events and stuff like that, but there hasn't really been that excitement standing there on the start line and actually the gun going and everyone going off. So I think it's going to be a really exciting year, and people, you know, you can sign up, you might be doing like a couch to 5k, and when you do your 5k run around the local park, that can be your end goal, and you can get people to pledge for you to do that, or you might be doing an ocean swim, or you might be doing, you know, it can be absolutely anything, but definitely, if you're training for a big race, it kind of incentivizes people to support you in a way that they would sponsor you otherwise. But yeah, the website's up and running, pledgefortheplanet.org, and you can go on there at the moment. You can sign up and you can create an event page, you create your profile, and then you send it out to friends and family, and then they can make pledges. So there's 16 pledges that are already lined up for people to choose from. And they span food, fashion, plastic, and travel. And within those four categories, there's sort of like an easy, medium, hard, and an extra hard pledge. So there's kind of something for everybody. So you might have people who think that they're really environmentally conscious, but there's, you know, maybe like giving up taxis altogether and actually only using your sort of commuting under your own steam and that sort of thing, rather than relying on taxis and cars. So that's obviously like a really tricky one to do, but even if you just do that for a month, it probably will set you into good habits, and not that you have to keep doing that forever, but those sorts of things. And then
yes you do.
But then there's, you know, there's easy, well, easy, you know, easy-ish ones like stopping using single-use plastic cutlery bottles and coffee cups when you're on the go, and being really strict with yourself, and those sorts of things. So yeah, that's ready to go.
Sweet. Can you pledge without having anyone to pledge to?
So we have this thing called the Random Act of Kindness Generator, and you can go onto the site and you click Random Act of Kindness, and it brings up anybody who's created a profile, and you don't know who they are, but you can pledge. If you just want to make a pledge, you can pledge and it goes onto their page.
Okay, cool.
I mean, you can opt out of that if you don't want your profile to be viewed like publicly, but it's quite a nice thing that if you're just, because there's this whole section called Pledgepiration, which is where you can go and look at all the different pledges, and then if you feel inspired by that, there's the opportunity to go and pledge for somebody, even if you don't know somebody who's taking part in an event.
Sweet.
And so we are in Sydney, and you've got your people back in the UK, but this is completely global, right?
Yeah,
there's no like, there's no currency exchange, there's no money. No. It's just a website, and you can do it.
You can
so
do
it's
it.
It's a platform that's available all around the world. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, friends and family back in the UK are using it, have used it, and I got up and spoke at the park run actually just a few months before I left, and some people there were really interested in it, and so I think it's sort of gained a bit of traction in the UK, and then I came over here, and then obviously everything with COVID sort of put a dampener on it. So, which is, a shame, but then I feel like it is completely global. Like you can do it from wherever. It's just a website, it's a platform, it's on socials. It's just about getting involved and encouraging your little community to make changes. So wherever that may be.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Such a good idea.
So where are you taking it? Where is it going? What's the next thing for Pledge?
I think the next thing to pledge is to get people involved with it, in the sense of signing up, you know, if you sign up to a running event or whatever it might be, getting lots of people to know about it and to make the commitment to send out their events on Pledge to Plan and share it with friends and family around that. It would be amazing to be able to partner up with some running or swimming or triathlons and that sort of thing, and try and get some the word out about it through that as well. But at the moment, it's just about breaking into your little running communities and swimming communities and getting people to share the word and make small changes. And I think because we can collect this this data about how much of an impact you personally have. Once lots of people start using it, I'm really excited to see the metrics of everyone making their small changes and seeing what a huge impact, you know, we can all have together, and just showing that actually it might seem like you're only doing something really small, but being able to prove that by everyone doing something really little, it has a huge impact collectively. So
it'd be kind of cool, and if there are any race directors listening,
to
like make it a part of a race.
Yeah.
So like instead of being like, hey, you know, this race is partnered with the Cancer Council, you set up a fundraising thing, so the Cancer Council, maybe you could do it like, hey, this is partnered with Pledge.
No, but normally there's multiple partners. So
exactly.
Getting on board as a partner would be great if there's anybody listening that goes, hey, maybe we should pledge to only buying kegs so we don't use any bottles and cans anymore.
They're recyclable, so it's okay. Is it okay?
But also, like, there's cardboard and there's packaging, you know. Phoebe's a six-pack is plastic.
We should brew our own beer.
Yeah, I reckon kegs is the way to go. Just kegs. Just
buy beer in bulk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, perfect.
So there are so many things you can do. No more single-use beers.
Yeah, I'll pledge to that.
So I told you we'd just talk shit.
Yeah, true. Online.
Okay.
I reckon I'll set up a page.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing half Ironman instead.
Amazing.
Right.
Yeah,
that's big for you.
That's big because like, I'm not a swimmer.
Yeah, not at all.
Wow. I get everybody on this that listens to pledge to me.
Yeah, exactly. Share it around.
Yeah, okay. What's your favourite pledge? Favourite option?
My favourite option is probably to go plant-based. Just encourage people to make that switch and make that change, and sort of showing them that it's actually, obviously it's difficult, and but it's just all about changing little things about how you prepare meals and how you purchase food on the go and stuff like that. So, and I think it's one of the ones that people really surprise themselves with, and they think like, oh, I couldn't not have my like roast chicken every, or you know, whatever it is, protein, eggs and everything. Yeah, and actually there are so many different things that you can do. You just get to be a bit more creative with your cooking and share ideas and share, share experiences with actually really challenging yourself in the way that you eat every day, because it's something that you do three times a day or more, actually,
And it will blow your mind how much of a change to the environment it is to go plant-based.
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Like, for your health, for, you know, the well-being of animals, but, like, for the environment, it's like, hard to fathom how much of a change you can individually make to the planet just by going plant-based.
Yeah,
like, exactly. It will blow your mind. Look into it.
Pledge.
Can you make your own pledge as well?
You can make your own pledge, So there's a little section within the 16 pledges that you can write your own as well. So people do that if there's something specific. And obviously in the sort of like, I think some people get ideas from pledges but then don't want to do the whole thing. So the pledge is to go like plant-based like full time, but some people are like, oh, I can just try and do it one day a week, so then you can just put that and write that as your own. Or one of them is to go like plastic free in the bathroom, and it'll be like, I'll switch to package free shampoo and conditioner bars. So it's like you can take little snippets of things, but then make it, because you have to make it realistic for yourself, you know. And if there's something that you're inspired by but you're like, okay, I'll start with this and then see how I go, like, that's great. Just make that small little change, write your own pledge, and then you're still doing an amazing thing and you're still supporting.
Make a small change, see the effect that you're having on the environment,
and
build it from there.
Sweet.
So exciting. Love that.
Sick.
What runs have you got coming up, Alice? What are you planning?
I've got a lot backed up this year from everything that's been cancelled. We've got Husky Try at the end of
February.
What distance are you doing?
Olympic distance.
I'll see you there.
Pat over here. Are you doing Olympic 2?
No, I'm doing, the ultimate.
The ultimate with Pat,
I'm going to die.
Wait, when's your... Oh, that's your half Ironman that you're doing.
Right? Well, it's not officially a half Ironman.
Yeah.
It's the same distance.
Yeah.
So half Ironman in February.
Yeah.
What else have you got?
Got Noosa Tri, but I think that's in November.
Yeah.
Blackmoor's, which will be in September.
Marathon.
Yeah. And then I think there's the Morning Herald, which is in May.
Yeah.
That's and then I'm dying to do the City to Serve. Everyone talks about it. And I was really excited about it. Yeah. So I like, can. So
it's Christmas Day for runners.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. It's a day. It's not like a run. It's a day. Like the run is there, but it's about everything else.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
It starts at 7 a.m., but it's a big night. Oh, boy. Sick. All right, Alice, thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Pledge of the Planet, Instagram, there's a website, Google it, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Pledge.
Get involved.
Just pledge.
Okay, if you're in Sydney, keep your ears peeled because we'll be doing some cool shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rad.
Sweet.
Cool, man. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.